when Spicy went to prison, it was very depressing for me. I found out about it. He wasn't returning my calls, and so I wasn't sure what had happened. And I can't remember who, I think maybe it might have been Kenya that told me. And I just felt really upset because we had already been talking about that. And, you know, it was such a huge issue for him and a lot of guys out there. There's actually a guy in the movie who's got a really brief moment where he talks about being the last guys left in Compton and that how many friends he has in jail. He's sitting in the laundry room with Spicy and the guys. And that guy actually got murdered via gunshot right after the movie came out on the festival circuit. And everything that he was talking about, he was saying how hard it is to go outside. It's like the war zone sometimes there. And that, you know, people are either dying or going to jail. And then there, you know, it happens to him. And it is true. It's like there's unemployment issues there, so it's hard to get a job. And then you want to survive, so you've got to do what you've got to do, put, you know, food in your mouth or pay for your kids. And then also the issue with, you know, the drugs that were in his pocket. You know, I don't know that he would be pulled over if he was, you know, driving a super nice car and, you know, driving through, say, Westwood or wherever, some other part of town, that he wouldn't, you know, get targeted for something like that. And then, you know, we talked about it afterwards, the irony that, you know, could be living in Denver and, you know, not go to jail for the very same thing. So the whole thing was, you know, you get to know people and you start to feel their pain and get frustrated, just like, you know, you might be a good friend or family member.